insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وما أرسلنا قبلك من المرسلين إلا إنهم ليأكلون الطعام ويمشون في الأسواق وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً أَتَصْبِرُونَ وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ بَصِيرًا
And we did not send before you, O Muhammad, any of the messengers except that they ate food and walked in the markets. And we have made some of you people as trial for others. Will you have patience? And ever is your Lord seeing.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing the 20th verse of the chapter. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا قَبْلَكَ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا إِنَّهُمْ لَيَأْكُلُونَ الطَّعَامَ وَيَمْشُونَ فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ And we never sent any messengers before you, but they certainly ate food and walked in the markets. وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً We have made some of you a trial for the others. أَتَسْبِرُونَ Will you bear patiently? وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ بَصِيرًا And your Lord is ever-seeing. Formerly, we discussed the occasion of revelation for this holy verse and the fact that this verse was sent down and made clear that the method of the Prophet of Islam is the same as the former prophets, and he will live as they lived among the people. And it's not meaningful to claim that since he can walk in the markets and he eats food like the other human beings, he cannot be a prophet. In fact, eating food like other men, going into market, and doing the things that other people do will cause him to associate with people more. Will cause him to get to know the different lifestyles of the people. And this will help him to carry out his missions better. Living the same as people do is a kind of help for him. Anyway, in the middle of the verse, it is said, وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً We have made some of you a trial for the others. أَتَصْبِرُونَ Will you bear patiently? This trial may be in this way that prophets are to be human and selected from oppressed people. And this is a great test. because some people refuse to obey and take order from their fellow creatures. Specifically, the one who is financially at a lower level. And they are, from this viewpoint, at higher level, or older, or more famous in society. So anyway, they have the tendency not to obey his rules. Another possibility for this trial mentioned in this verse is that its purpose is to test people generally by each other. Because disabled people, the sick, the orphans, they're all a test for those who are rich and healthy. And on the contrary, healthy and rich people are a test for the poor and the sick. Are the members of the second group contented by the Almighty Allah's will? Do the first group shoulder the responsibility for carrying the second group? Since these two commentaries are in line with each other, it is possible that both of them are included in the extensive concept of this verse, as we have always mentioned.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Then, next to this statement, all the people are addressed, and they are asked, "Atasbirun, will you bear patiently?" The most important pillar of victory and success in these trials is patience. It's a resistance. Resisting unrestrained desires that prevent accepting the truth, enduring the difficulties that are faced at the time of doing duties and performing missions, in fact, being patient with all the calamities and painful events in the world. This is the real test, to which the only key of success is to bear patiently. Patience. In almost all cases, it is only with the power of patience and endurance that you can succeed in passing this great test. At the end of the verse under discussion, as a warning, the Holy Quran says, وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ بَصِيرًا, and your Lord is ever-seeing. Never imagine that Allah sees none of your behaviors and deeds. He knows everything in the world. His knowledge operates in minute detail, and nothing is hidden from Him. He sees and He knows everything precisely. Your Lord is aware of how you will pass this test with your patience. In fact, it might be telling us this fact, that if you pay attention to this fact that your Lord is ever seeing, this might cause some patience in you. This will cause you to bear the difficulties more patiently. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.